AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts,
the hottest podcast in the streets.
Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Live from First Class Sounds, you know who it is, DJ Scream, Big Bang, Baby Jade. With us today is Tokyo Vanity. It's about to go down. What's up, everybody? How everybody feeling?
What's going on?
Let's get this energy up in here, man.
This nigga stole my hat, bro.
Who stole your hat? Bank? The Big Facts exclusive right here?
Yeah, the Big Facts exclusive right there. I don't have one anymore.
Shouts to Remo, shouts to Walk Like Us for providing hats that bank.
That no, not everybody has.
I gave you a hat.
And you let the nigga take it.
I didn't got nothing to do with that. Unless y'all smoke. Anyway, Tokyo Vanity, welcome to Big Facts. We're just having a family, you stepped into a family discussion.
I'm just trying to see if she gonna get the hat back or not, sis.
Tokyo might be the one that can get the hat back,
and I'm gonna depend on that, because other than that, I'm gonna choose violence, and it's not gonna turn out properly. You might have to redo this episode.
I ain't even choosing violence this year.
She's not choosing violence this year. Be clear.
I'm gonna put on Fog 5.
Hey, Tokyo. So first thing, I want to we just having a good conversation, but I want to chop it up and make everybody clear about your title and what you do, because we've heard influencer, we know entrepreneur, you have many different hats, right?
For sure.
But what is it, if somebody asks you, who are you and what do you do, what would you tell everybody?
I'm all that.
You all that?
Hustle. Yeah, I'm with, because people are fans of me for different reasons. Some people are fans of me because of my music, then some people are fans of me because of my personality, some people just, you know what I'm saying? So I'm all that. I started as an influencer. Mm-hmm. I make music, you know what I'm saying? Got my little one plaque, but a lot of people got none, so it's cool. you know, and I'm a reality TV star also, so I do all that. Mm-hmm.
So what's the best part about all this shit? Like, what's the parts of it that you enjoy, and what's the parts of it you feel like it's some bullshit?
I like that I get to touch so many people, like, as far as women, you know what I'm saying? A lot of women look up to me. I appreciate that. You know, I give a lot of women confidence. I appreciate that. I think that's the part I fell in love with, being able to help people. Because I felt like when I needed help, it wasn't nobody to help me. You know what I'm saying? So, I think that's what I like about it. What I don't like is it just be too many fucking opinions.
Yes. When you say opinions, yes. What you mean?
Like, you know, everybody just, you know, it... Because you're present and could be seen, it make people feel like they know you more than they actually do. Because I mean, for real, don't nobody really know anything about me personal, for real.
Trolls?
No, not even trolls. Just, like, people. Like, people just walk up to you and they think you know you. Know you. Especially, like, once I got on TV, I became everybody's cousin. So, people really felt comfortable, like, walking up to you and touching you and, you know, shit like that.
Yeah, that shit.
It get weird sometimes.
Gets extremely weird. Like, I haven't experienced it on your level yet. But just, like, people kind of take, no, the fans are good and you know we love the fans, yeah, and all sure. of that shit most definitely, but sometimes it's kind of like they go past the boundaries a little bit, and you know it just kind of becomes like kind of like, oh my god, what the fuck.
I knew they started going for somebody like kiss my nephew, bro. Like, I freaked out. Like,
what you mean kiss your nephew? What,
like, kissed him. Like,
you was with your nephew and they just,
yeah, like with him at the aquarium, and it was just like, oh, he's so precious. I know him. He be on your story. I'm like, whoa. So, like, my natural reaction was to mush the lady. And it just, I don't know. Shit just went left. Mm. It went bad. But, you know, it get weird sometimes. Mm.
So you
not what you like.
you with somebody
for sure.
You said you're not choosing violence. Oh, that was bad.
She had been down and kissed my baby in the face. So I mushed her. Like, why what would you doing? Do that? What she did? What she had better did?
What,
move around. I'm already feeling like you just really hold me, like. So
yeah. So you spoke a little bit earlier about having that record, you know what I'm saying? You got your record. Go back to that a little bit. Like, how did that record, where was you when you made that record? Was it an accident? Like, talk a little bit about the Best Friend record.
Okay. What happened? Jesus. A while back. Let me go back. All right. So I had a hosting that night, and me and my best friend Brittany, we was getting ready for the hosting. And she was dancing a little Ronnie, throw that ass in a circle. Mm-hmm. And, like, I just was like, because my best friend finna, she finna. And it blew up on, like, Twitter, then Doug Smash, then Instagram, then Vine. Mm. And then I made it into a song. And then
that's hard.
The song just
took off.
Yeah, like, first day I dropped.
And then there were some other best friend songs, too. That came out. Did you?
And I get a percentage of majority of them.
Oh, you say you do, you get a percentage?
Of majority of them.
Of the majority of them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we made a best friend record, you'll probably get a
you
percentage.
You can say, go best friend, that's my best friend in French, and we'll be hollering at you.
Oh, okay. That's okay. All right.
Yeah,
we'll
that's
be hollering
hard.
At you.
So what about Thug shit?
That's my dog.
Y'all figured that out?
Yeah, we like that now. I love him.
Yeah, Thug Silent.
Yes, I love him a lot.
Yeah.
We close.
So why you ain't get on that song? Why you ain't just get on the song?
When?
The one that he made.
Because it didn't go like that. Like, don't act like that's how it went, because that's not how it went. Like, I had my shit. I made my shit. My shit came out. And then, like, they made theirs, and it was already set in stone and what it was going to be. And then, like, the cameraman just hit me up, like, yeah, you know, Thug made his version. We just got to make sure we put you in the video. I'm like, put me in the video, nigga. I don't even know nothing about the song. Like, nah, that don't go like that.
Say after you heard it, why you ain't just hop on the remix of the shit?
That wasn't the offer that was on the table. It was like, what's up, Lil? Internet girl, come get in the video. Because, you know, that's what internet people like. They like clout. That's not me.
Yeah.
Like, this shit really happened on accident for me. Like, this wasn't, I wasn't, like, no clout chasing ass motherfucking celebrities comments all day, like, posting shit about how to get on or trying to get noticed. Like, that wasn't what it was. Like, I literally, my first ever video I ever made went viral. I made a Vine video. It was a Snickers commercial. I ain't understand the app. I deleted that shit off my phone. And then a week later, everybody calling like, you on World Star. You on the news. You here. You there. Like, you know what I'm saying? How you not gonna make no more videos? Literally opened up the app. I had like 100,000 followers on Vine. Like, and then every video I was posting after that was just going viral. Like, World Star Hip Hop used to do a compilation every week. I was in every fucking compilation. So it's like, I never was like just a little internet person striving to be famous or for my 15 minutes. Like, it kind of happened for me organically. And it just went well for me. You know what I'm saying? So when I was just offered like, oh, come get in a video, I understand that, no, there's a business aspect to this that's not being done. And being in a video, that's not enough for me.
So how you monetize your situation? Like, what you did? Get a team? You built your team? What you do?
I already had a team. Like, when all that stuff happened, like, everything was already in order. Like, it wasn't nothing where I had to figure it out and play catch up. Like, everything was already, like, copyrighted, trademarked.
I'm talking about after the first time. After the first time, you, like you say, you made a mistake and went viral the first time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, how did you, when you start taking it serious, like?
Well, I made a mistake and went viral as far as, I just made a funny video and it went viral.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about, musically, all my shit was already together when I went viral that time. Okay, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Because it wasn't like people was taking all my videos and making music out of it. Like, I had dropped a song previously, and it did well, and then I dropped Best Friend.
Oh, so you was already hustling before you got
Noticed. I was already doing, like, music and stuff. When that shit happened with Best Friend, I had already had a previous fan base.
Okay, cool.
Like, I had already had hundreds of thousands of followers. Like, I didn't get on from Go Best Friend, That's My Best Friend. I popped in 2013. Go Best Friend was in the beginning of 16.
Yeah.
So I had already been doing it for 3 years. So. Mm.
So my question is, like, as far as, like, the whole rap and the music game and shit, like, generally and typically, like, when you see females that are doing music, especially rap, they either have, like, one or two, like, certain ways that they look. Like, they are either, like, going with the whole sex appeal thing, or they are either, like, on some, or they either on some, like, Queen Latifah, MC Light, like, nigga looking, you know what I'm saying, type shit, whatever, whatever. So, how do you feel, or do you feel like it's harder for females in the rap game if they don't have, like, a certain type of look?
Most definitely, but I think it's hard in female rap, period. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's hard as a motherfucker on us because it gets to be a million dude rappers and nobody, like, you know, really, like, comparing them for real.
Or trying to, like, differentiate, you know, and all that kind of stuff.
Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it's like with women, it's like they make it as if it's still, like, only one spot and only one girl can have this, but it's a bunch of different girls and a bunch of different genres or whatever like that. But I mean, I don't really know about no certain look because I feel like my look is the look because I'm a bad bitch, so I wouldn't even know what the difference would be, like,
right?
Because it's hoes with $40,000 bodies that be sitting on my couch crying about how they wish they was like me. So clearly, I'm not the problem.
Right.
It's another problem now. It ain't me.
Right.
For real.
Picking your brain a little bit. What's Tokyo Vanity's what's your take on side pieces and side chicks?
Never.
A
nigga never can make me no side bitch. I ain't with that. I just feel like
even if it's not you.
Nigga though?
No.
Even if it's not you though.
You ever had one?
Mm-mm. No, I ain't into that.
You like, say, even if it's not you, do you ever think there's a situation that warrants a side piece or something?
No, chip? I feel like you get your karma because you don't have to be with that person. Like, if the dude I'm with feel like he need a side chick, like, if she clearly is something that's making you happy with her, like, I love you. I want you to be happy. It's probably going to hurt me, and I'm going to get over it. But, like, go be with that bitch. Like, don't ever be torn and feel like you got to pick between us because you don't. Because if I find out about the whole, I'm going to pick for you anyway. I'm going to pick her for you. So, I just feel like if you want to go over there, like, go over there and be over there.
What if everybody know about each other, though?
Well, then that's on them. That's what they into.
Right.
I just feel like too often men be trying to put women in poly relationships. Instead of finding a woman that's poly, like, they be wanting poly relationships with monogamous women.
Mm. Yeah.
Facts.
Like, if you, like, no, literally, anything in life you want is somebody who can, who can pair with you. If you like to only fuck at nighttime in a field of lizards, it's a bitch that like to do that, too. Go find her. It's not me.
See, nah, but it's a thrill for the nigga to turn.
I don't give no fuck about no thrill.
You get what I'm saying? If I can turn a regular to what
convert,
you call it?
Convert.
Poly. Then I did something. Nah. I get two poly females. I ain't did nothing. This
but
what y'all
you know
want.
What it is? A lot of people don't understand the art of that. And too often relationships become poly, not because it's three people who are equally in love with each other. They become poly because it's two bitches that been going back and forth, sharing a nigga forever, beefing with each other, and them hoes just tired and they ain't leaving this nigga. So now it's like, we just gonna share them. Me, I beat the fuck out both of y'all. We not doing that. Like, boy, yeah. Is you crazy?
So you just gonna, your nigga just, he gonna look at this and just be slick as hell, because he just gotta be the slick as he can be.
And it ain't even about being slick, because you don't have to be with me. Like, I'm very understanding.
But he might love you, though.
Yeah, that's
I
cool.
I love you too, but I love
me enough to let me go be with a nigga that only want to be with just me.
That ain't happening.
You crazy.
I'm just being 100. Unless you go get screened. Or whoever we say, Zaytoven. It's only a few.
I just feel like, just let me go. If I'm not making you happy where you need somebody else.
You might
else,
do make him happy, though.
Well, this bitch gonna make you real happy.
This far right feeling, I'm just playing devil's advocate.
You make him happy, but guess what? You may be one of the main pieces to the puzzle that makes him happy. But it may take more than one piece.
I feel like if you a side bitch, you don't really have like no
self
esteem.
You might not be a side bitch. This shit equal.
I just feel
nobody's
like,
on the side. We all walking together. We walking
hell
to the
nah.
light.
That's nobody, bullshit.
Nobody's on the side. We all walking to the light
together.
That's
really bullshit. You know
yeah,
how.
That is
that's
me.
Bullshit.
And
you know
what?
That.
At the end of the day, I'm going to keep it 100. At the end of the day, every female is a side chick.
Because
if you walk with me, you on my side. Mm-hmm. I got two sides. So I got the whole side. On this side, too.
Who brought up pimping back
today?
It's
all fun and games.
It's the men. It's the men.
No, it's all fun and games. So a nigga like get jugged in his side or shot in his side or something. Then I'm doing too much.
Yeah,
you see
like,
what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
See, nah, but you going to. Yeah, I don't get what I'm saying. I am
you don't get
go.
What I'm saying.
I'm gonna let it go. I get what you're saying.
Just
but
let
what I'm saying is two
this,
sides.
This, go ahead and play your devil's advocate.
No,
screen.
This is
two sides to every person.
Yeah.
This side and this side.
Yeah.
So somebody gotta be on the side.
No, because if I'm your woman and you love me and I love you and I'm a good woman, I'm your all that. I'm all around you. I'm behind you, in front of you, on side of you. I'm all that.
Yeah.
I'm so, everything you need.
So what's that? Yeah. And this is, again, devil's advocate. Not saying I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all think that is naturally how it's supposed to be? Like, if you think if you go all the way back, like, naturally, like, people, you think people were naturally made to be with one person, or we just created that in society?
So you just eat snacks on the show, like, put that shit down, bro.
I feel like...
Open it on the table. Go ahead, my bad.
I feel like that's how it's supposed to be, because... If not, why only two people could, like, make a baby?
What you mean?
But you can make babies with plenty different people.
Yeah, you can make babies with plenty different people, but not at the same time.
That don't make sense, baby.
Only one sperm going to get to the, what you call it?
I'm going
to
tell you something. I'm going to tell you. Hold up, see. I know I be sounding ignorant when I be saying
such shit.
No, this
is a great conversation. Healthy conversation.
A female can only get pregnant by one man at a time, right?
Yeah, we can have
how
one
many
baby
niggas
a year. You can have
you
365 a year. We know.
How many women can a man get pregnant at one time?
Some of these niggas are hoes.
All the dick niggas
hold
be
up,
riding shit. I really feel like y'all should be the ones that get pregnant.
No, I'm saying. All right. Listen what I'm saying.
For real.
A female can only get pregnant by one man at one time.
Mm-hmm.
A man can get
five
20 females pregnant at one time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So we just going off of what we was raised off of. Back in the times of our ancestors, they took kings from different villages and he had more than one wife because we are creating a culture.
No, that's because none of them niggas was married to me.
I did that. This 2021 and I did what you're saying, but at the end of the day, some people are just brainwashed. So everything that we learned coming up, all this shit, goddamn listening to Rashby and all these other folks trying to wake up and shit. Bruh, we need to unlearn this shit.
No.
And that could be one of the things. I'm not saying
but
it is.
But listen, so what about other species of animals and all other shit? That animals don't be having one.
Animals don't pay bills. So I don't give no fuck about what no animals do. We the only animals that pay bills.
How you know
animals
do? How you know they pay bills? How you know they pay bills?
What about other animals?
Because dogs go crazy.
Nah, but guess what? Responsibility is responsibility.
Responsibility, yep.
So
take care of the family.
How you know he ain't animals don't have responsibility.
And again, this is devil's advocate. We're not saying we agree.
Y'all think we just asked you a
question. We asked you the question.
Y'all losing me.
Under no,
that's bullshit.
What we're trying to say is, under no circumstance ever, and I don't think that you should, you would never tolerate a man having a side piece.
No, and I would never be a man's side piece. I feel I fuck with me too much.
I got you.
Like, I understand that, like, even though it doesn't always go like this, but it's no level that a couple does after marriage.
What you think? So what you think, God forbid, if something happens to one person in a relationship, long time incarceration, pass away, and they're married or some shit, can they move on?
I feel like a real man. All the real men I know, when they got like 10 and 15, 20 years, they be setting they bitch loose like, hey, look, don't even wait on me. I don't for even sure. want a real man not going to ask you to wait for him 10, 20 years.
How?
He understand. A nigga can't even be faithful while a bitch doing an 8-hour shift at work. You think he about to expect her to be faithful for 10, 20 years while he's just off in jail? Like, you know, the real men that I know, that I've seen firsthand, when they get time like that, they be cutting the hoes loose.
They go from your mate to your friend.
Yeah.
Because you're going to run the bitch out trying to be in a relationship locked up.
For
she
real.
She's going to go all the way. You might well, hey, give me these 40s and 100s every month. Hold me now.
Right.
Tell me your business. Though.
But some people, I feel like they be fucking up the meaning of hold down, because some people, like, I just feel like holding a man down just means if he call, answer. If he was taking care of you while he was out of jail, you make sure he's straight while he in there. Don't fuck none of this man partners. Don't, you know what I'm saying? Don't fuck the man family. If you go get your little boyfriend somewhere else or something, you know what I'm saying? If you really want to still be with him when he come home, don't fall in love. Don't get pregnant. Mm.
How you control your family?
No, you can't. But I'm just saying, for the bitch that be like, oh, I'm going to hold him down. I want to be with him when he come home in 20 years. All right, don't fall in love. Don't get pregnant.
Makes sense.
And that's as good as the key.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I got another question. Say you got a homegirl, right? And you got your nigga, but your homegirl, like fucked around with your nigga before you and your nigga got together, is your homegirl obligated to tell you that she fucked around with your nigga? And if so, which one of them has to go, the homegirl or the nigga?
Yeah, you gotta tell me. If you don't tell me, then that's the problem.
So you gonna keep both of them, or like,
yeah?
What's the time frame she should tell you?
As soon as I tell you.
What if I didn't know you were dealing with this nigga? And then when
me and my friends, they asked me personally. I can't hypothetically speak about nobody else. It's me and my friends. Like, I don't hang around like them type of girls. We not women who be like trying to keep a nigga a secret. Then we all find out we fucked the same nigga trying to be sneaky. We don't do that. Like, me and my homegirls, like, it's like, oh, girl, look, I've been talking to such and such or whatever like that. And then you tell what you know. Like, if you know what I'm saying, if you dealt with him before, like, but all that shit have extents. Because I got a friend that's about to get married right now to a nigga who I went on, like, 2-3 dates with. But I told her, like, when she first said, like, she like him, like, oh, yeah, we went on, like, 2-3 dates. Friend wasn't about nothing. I ain't never fucked a nigga. Kissed or nothing like that. We just went out to eat 3 times. We used to take.
Nah, but I'm talking about like if you fucked around.
Nah, if she not that, not me personally, the type of person I am. Like, if you like fucked my nigga, or like you had feelings for him, or y'all was in a relationship, he your baby daddy or something, I'm not gonna do that. I ain't gonna do that.
So the nigga gotta go.
Yeah, for sure. We girl, not about shit. To fall out behind girl, no nigga.
Girl code.
No, I ain't gonna even say that because look, like, all right, because a lot of girls, they be on some weird shit. Like, if a nigga hollered at them before and they curved the nigga, they don't want their friend. Now, that's weird to me because, like, if I was at the club and you hollered at me and I wasn't interested at all, even if I wasn't, it just didn't go nowhere and didn't amount to nothing. Like, I don't feel like you're off limits for my homegirl. You might be her soulmate. Like, you know what I'm saying? I didn't hook people up with people that, like, initially the nigga was, like, trying to talk to me. Man, it's 10 years later. Who cares? It's 3 years later. He want the nigga for me. He might be the nigga for you. I ain't fuck him. I ain't like him. It don't matter. Like, so because he hollered at you, he not supposed to find his soulmate?
You fine.
That's crazy.
No, her philosophy is on point. Your philosophy is on point. What about best friends, right? Do you feel like your best friend or your friends should support your business? Like, if you got a business, or should you always be hooking that best friend up? Like, if you got a restaurant or whatever you got going on, it's your best friend, it's your dog. So
my best friend wouldn't have to pay for nothing at my business, but I know the type of friends I have, they would support my business. Like, me and all my friends, we anonymously support each other's business. Mm. Like, of course, I'm a post show business. I'm going to help your business in any way I can. You have a pop-up shop. Mm. I'm going to show up for free. That's a free celebrity. That's me doing something for you. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? That brings an aspect to your grand opening that'll make people come that wasn't going to come just because they're a fan of me. What it was just 2 people that came. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I would do stuff like, we do stuff like that for each other. And like, when my friend's doing a Black Friday sale, or if they doing like whatever, I might just go randomly. You know, my friends, all their businesses, they not sitting there packaging and shipping the shit they sell. Mm-hmm. But they might notice, and somebody might be like, I think your friend bought a package. Is this her real name? And they'll be like, this girl really just bought $1,000 worth of stuff for what? Yeah. Like, that's how we do. So.
But if you had a restaurant and it was your dog, and your dog always wanted to eat free, you good with that?
I probably wouldn't mind, just the type of person I am. But in friendships, I do feel like your friends should support your business. You support all these other hoes you don't know. You support all these other businesses you don't know. So why would you not want to come spend your money with your friend? My friend had a restaurant. I'm single, so I go on dates all the time. You know how I have my own personal booth. You know how many niggas they had to take me on a date at this restaurant?
Right.
Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, shit like that. I do feel like your friend's supposed to support your business and come in with their money and buy and shop, especially if they have the means. Now, it's different if you know they dead ass broke, don't have nothing.
But what if you know? But they're not even sharing your shit, like.
Oh, then you know you can't focus on who not supporting you. Then you know how to handle them. You know to handle this friend with a long handled spoon, because they're not that, you know what I'm saying? They're not invested in you and y'all friendship and supporting you. But also, sometimes things be misconstrued and people feel like because a person is not invested in their brand as them, no one's ever going to be invested in your brand as you. It's mm-hmm. your brand. So sometimes a simple conversation needs to be had because you will feel like your friend not supporting you, but your friend just got their own life and shit that they going through and they doing. Like, they still got bills between the first and the fifth. They got children. They got a husband. Like, it ain't that Tanya not supporting you, bitch. Tanya got a million other things in her life that she's doing. So, you know, people always be looking at it from their side and, oh, this person don't do this and this person ain't do that and this and that. I had friends that was mad with me feeling like, oh, she don't show up to nothing. But you know what I'm saying? No, like, I'm depressed. I'm sad. I'm upset. Like, I don't even think I want to live right now, bitch. I'm not worrying about you in no motherfucking pop-up shop. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like too often people don't communicate enough.
It's you went through depression?
Hell yeah.
How you get out of it? Are you out of it now?
Yeah. I would say yes. That shit hard because I think the hardest thing about depression is you don't actually know you depressed. You don't be understanding why the fuck
that's deep.
You got everything in the world. You could buy anything you want, go anywhere you want. You don't have to wake up and punch nobody clock. Can't nobody really tell you what to do. You the boss, but you just still unhappy. You don't really realize that, like, it's from within. Like, it's something going on here. You know what I'm saying? That's why you're not happy. None of this stuff could ever furnish your happiness for real because you're unhappy within. It's not an external thing. So transactional shit and material shit can't make you happy. You know what I'm saying? And being that around people can only suppress it.
Facts. So big fact.
So what did you do to make yourself happy, to pull yourself out of it?
What's I went to a mental health facility.
A facility?
Yeah.
Not a therapist. Like a facility? Like
for for 2.5 weeks.
So you on paper.
No, I'm saying
you on paper. I ain't trying to be funny, man. You certified.
I did. I went to a mental health facility for 2.5 weeks. And
so you basically just kind of removed yourself from this whole entire environment and you had to go somewhere where you could just completely and totally focus on you. Like, you didn't have, did you have phones in there? No phones, no nothing. Yeah.
Hey, give us some of the what you call it?
What happened there?
Routine, what you call it?
The routine about being in there.
You know how they give you, what you call it? I can't think.
Orientation?
Okay, so.
Nah, when you exercise. Give us some of the exercises you're supposed to do when you start feeling depressed.
Because there's people out there watching now, I'm seriously depressed.
I'm one. I need to feel, you know, they give you certain exercises, right?
Okay, so for me, I was 10, 13 there because I was suicidal. So, mostly it just used to be like making lists. Like, I used to make, so many. Like, I got a whole notebook, like, full of lists. And on the front part, it'll be everything that I'm happy about today. And then on the back, it'll be everything that I'm sad about. You know what I'm saying? So I had a lot of those. And then, I remember, like, when I first got there, it was, like, so many things that I was, like, sad about. But then, like, it was only, like, a few things that I was happy about. But by the time I left and now, like, it'll only be, like, one thing I'm sad about and just, like, so many pages of things that I'm happy about. Sometimes you have to see things to like, remind you. Like, sometimes you have to really think about it and jot it down and see it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I started setting goals for myself because when you become successful so fast and so young, a lot of your goals go out the window because when you're young, your main goal is, I want to get some money.
Right.
So once that's checked off, like, what else is there to do? Like, you know?
You think you'd be sad because you put pressure on yourself?
Hell yeah. Then I had to remember this, too. All my friends is way older than me. So why are you feeling unaccomplished at 21? Because you ain't bought no fucking house yet. These hoes is knocking on 40. This what they supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You sad at 23 about, oh, I don't have no family. Bitch, you don't need no children at 23. These women they got children. They got a man they go home to every day. They almost 40, they in their mid-30s, you know what I'm saying?
Everybody
like,
got a different
yeah,
destiny.
Like, you have to understand that. Mm-hmm. You have to understand that you can't live life on no time limit. And that's what a lot of people don't understand. Everybody not going to be a millionaire at 23. Some people not going to ever be a millionaire at all. Everybody not going to close on no house at 25. You not going to be driving your dream car at 25. Everybody not doing that. Mm-hmm. If you do, that's a blessing. We so happy for you. You know, we are part of the small percentile that did. But everybody else, like, don't feel like you can't chase your dreams of being a fucking designer because you 27.
I remember times, goddamn, she saying that made me think of that. I remember times, like, coming up, you used to be like, shit, when I get 100,000, shit, I ain't gonna have no words.
Mm-hmm.
You get that 100, you feel the same way.
Or more words.
Get to like, 100,000, you got 80,000 really. Worth of bills.
Everything yeah. that I thought that I wanted, when I got it, I was gonna be happy. When I got it, I didn't give a fuck about it. Mm-hmm. Like, whips, mm-hmm. from cars to mm-hmm. jewelry to whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, once you get it, that shit, like, it don't take nothing, you know what I'm saying? Like, you thought grinding for it that once you get it, it was going to take away, right. give you a feeling that you never felt before.
Mm-hmm.
Once yeah. you get it, that shit just be like, I got it.
And it's so crazy.
That shit ain't shit.
Yeah, it ain't going to make you happy.
It's so
that's
crazy
why a nigga got to be, you got to master yourself.
That's a fact.
Like, that's what it is. You got to master yourself, like, what's for me? Mm-hmm. Like, why am I here?
Right.
Because you don't know. That's the whole shit about this shit, bro. You're thinking, like she said, motherfuckers sit here and think, I ain't got no family. It ain't time.
It ain't time.
Right.
Ain't whatever you ain't got, whatever you ain't did, bro, it ain't time.
It's not
it
supposed to be there. Yet.
Like, two of my best Real friends, Judy and Super, we go viral all the time. Everybody know us because they all knew us when we was po' together. Mm-hmm. Now all us, like, got these big careers and doing shit, mm-hmm. and we all got money now, and it's like, Super is a multimillionaire off of her makeup. Mm-hmm. You know, she has a makeup line. Judy is a multimillionaire off of hair care products. And you know me, I got money off of myself, like being an artist and being a reality TV star. So I had noticed at a point in my life, people was pressuring me like, oh, why you don't have no business? And then I had to sit down and understand, hold up.
I'm the
bitch, I am the business. I am what I'm
real
selling.
Real shit. Like, I'm the product.
Yeah, like, stop playing with me. They right. had, motherfuckers mm-hmm. had me feeling like I needed to start selling something. I said, hold up. We sell me. Now I'm booked Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You know, we on the road yeah. during the week. You know, I'm on TV every Monday, so... I mean, I ain't the brightest crayon in the block,
you your head.
But
you got your
it's
head.
Some being sold here now. Right. And it ain't no right. pussy, but it's me. Like.
Right.
Nah, real shit.
So you mastered a lot of your businesses. You mastered a lot of different social medias. And correct me if I'm wrong, just be doing my research. You did your thing, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, all that stuff. And am I right or wrong when they say, you got an OnlyFans coming? That's the word on the block. You finna turn up the OnlyFans.
Might as well, fuck it.
What you gonna do on OnlyFans?
I'ma have a fucking ass naked cooking show. Just, I'm about to wild out.
Okay.
Nah, I'm playing. I'm playing.
You're gonna fuck your brand up.
I'm playing. Nah,
what you
nah,
gonna
nah,
do
nah.
on OnlyFans though? They get money on
I'm
OnlyFans
not getting
shit.
No OnlyFans.
Why you say that shit?
Where that come from? Cause what? That's... Ain't that what's going on? Seriously, am I the only one heard do it?
Nah, I'm getting the OnlyFans.
We doing
but
it,
I believe, but I believe it's nah. It might be music related. I don't know.
Man, no matter what it is, you gonna work.
Yeah,
you messed it up.
Whatever it is, just know I ain't gonna be on there selling my soul or my body.
One thing about it, bro, if a thought come to your head, it can happen.
It came for a reason.
Yeah, if a thought come to your head, bro, you gotta do that shit. Like, yeah. you know what I'm saying? You gonna see when you do it if it makes sense or not. Shit. Mm-hmm. Cause you like you say you the product. Mm-hmm. You file taxes off you. Real shit. Well, hey, let me ask you this right quick.
Go ahead,
what
go
you
for
think?
It.
Do you think goddamn like you know how we all have friends and shit? Like
yes.
You think you could judge your friend on how they treat somebody else?
Yes. Mm. I don't judge anybody off of how they treat me, especially like strangers. I don't judge people off of how they treat me because of course you're gonna treat me nice. It's right. me.
Mm.
Like. You know, I'm a household name. I'm a brand. Like, it's not
like.
I'm
talking about your original friends. Like, not
still.
The yeah.
You, I just feel like, yes, I judge people off of how they treat other people. Your character to me is who you are when nobody's looking. You see what I'm saying?
Facts.
So, how you treat the homeless person who wasn't begging you for money and bothering you when we come out the store. You know what I'm saying? How courteous you are to older people. You know, like, things like that matter to me. How you treat your children, how you treat your family, how you treat your other friends that's around you, that matters to me. Because if you saying you're treating them like this because they made you mad, I can't guarantee that I'm going to always make you happy. So what happens on the day that I make you mad? You just happy with me right now. So, yeah, that is how I judge people.
That's hard.
I agree. I think it'd be different situation. Every two people gonna have a different type of relationship.
No, that's absolutely. But if I'm saying shit like, if I see you talk to your grandmother like shit, I don't give a fuck how fucked up your grandma is.
Yeah, that's your grandma.
Like, this is an elderly woman. I don't give a fuck if she told you the ugliest motherfucker on earth. She's an old woman, bro. Laugh and keep it moving. That shit don't matter. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like. The homeless person that's coming in the door behind you, because they homeless, you let the door slam on them. It was nothing for you to just hold the door like you would if it was me behind you. Like, you get what I'm saying? I treat others how I want to be treated, because in life, nothing is promised but death. That is it. That's the only thing that you know for sure in life is going to happen for everybody in the world. You don't know where life may take you. You could end up like that one day, and I know everybody be like, shit, not me, because I'm a man. You don't fucking know. Somebody could, anything in life can happen. Somebody could steal your money. Yeah.
Your brain could snap.
Yeah.
Your brain snap.
Most definitely. I watched one of my best friends lose their whole memory and forget that they ever even knew me. Like, you know what I'm saying?
With that stroke?
No, like, she have epilepsy. You get what I'm saying? I got that shit too, but it's mine ain't never do that. But, like, she forgot everything and everybody. Like, she went almost, I think, like 10 years back. So if she ain't know you before them 10 years, she ain't know you no more. She don't remember nothing y'all been through. She don't know you. You get what I'm saying? And eventually it came back, but that was after about 2-3 years. Like, that's hurtful as fuck. You know, my
some
manager.
Don't come back, though. I know her nigga still stuck.
Yeah,
in a,
some
stuck
people
in a
don't
party.
Come back.
That nigga still stuck in a party.
Like, my man, my ex-manager, Lisa.
Yeah, right there.
Her like, son he got to be fun on that. A dirt bike.
Bro, you see that nigga? That nigga still at the party, dancing there. He stuck at the party.
Who?
He talking about he's stuck at the party.
I'm not capping, bro. I know a man. He's stuck in a party right now from 1982. He at the party. In that mind. Y'all think I'm playing?
Well, who is the man you talking about?
I don't believe you, bro.
A random man?
Yeah, you know, like how you know Jays and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, they high. That's
that
different.
Nigga ain't high. That nigga at the party, bro.
If you get high off the wrong shit, it'll take you to plenty different like, parties, bro.
I don't know if he smoked dope or not. I'm saying, like, you know how you see people at the store talking to themselves and shit?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you hear people talking to themselves and shit. I'm a type of nigga that'll talk, like, try to see if you can snap out of it. Like, bro, what you talking about? He just, nah, give me a drink. He at the party.
Crackhead, he on crack.
Right,
I'm just saying that he probably on crack.
Like, regular person. Let's take him serious, guys. He's being serious right
I'm
now.
I'm dead for real.
I'm saying, like, a regular person. Like, I know you scream.
Yeah.
And every time I see you, that's
if
all
I
you talking about. Goddamn,
I'm at the party.
Live from Big Fat. Like, bro, we not at the episode.
No, that's a fact.
That shit happened to people.
So mental illness too. Not laughing at that, but
yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's still stuck
anything,
at the party.
Anything can happen in life.
That's true.
My ex-manager, her son, he's a celebrity DJ. Like, he done been all over the world DJing for crowds of 20,000-30,000. He's on a dirt bike one day in the middle of the night with his friends. They going to the trail. He gets hit by a fucking pickup truck. Now he's like paralyzed, you know what I'm saying? His memory 3 minutes long, he not all there no more. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit in life happens, and it happens like this. That ride to the grocery store, you can have a wreck, lose your motherfucking arm, anything.
So when the shit like that happened, then you got them wish you can go back to what you stress about now.
That's why you gotta be grateful for every moment, every breath, every step, every meal, every friend, everything. I'd be grateful for it all.
Yeah, most definitely. And that's what the mental health facility taught me, to be grateful.
Gotta be grateful.
For everything.
It could be a lot worse.
It was so many people in there that when they get discharged, they don't even know where they're going. It was so many people in there that nobody's bringing them anything. Like, they just in the same clothes.
No support.
Every day. Like, you know what I'm saying? It was some people. It was so crazy because it was some people, like, initially, the first day I got there, I had a roommate. That shit was ceased real quick, but the first day I got there, I had a roommate, and my roommate, she had been there for 4 months, but never talked before. Mm. But my roommate talked to me. Mm. That fucked me up.
What you say to her?
She, when I went in, I was like, what's going on?
And then what she say? She just started talking off the rip?
No, she just looked at me and smiled. She didn't say nothing. So I was like, okay. Mm. So then, like, the next day or whatever, because I'm just a bubbly person. The next day, she was sitting at the thing by herself eating. So I sat next to her and was like, hey, roomie.
She talked to him? Huh? She talked to you then? You ain't got no choice.
She said, well, you sure are happy.
You what?
She said, well, you sure are happy.
That's funny.
When they told me she ain't never talk, I'm like, hell no.
She probably found nobody to talk to.
Yeah, they probably, like, didn't, what's the name? They probably, ain't nobody probably ever, like, once they saw that she didn't talk, they probably just never tried to fuck with her again, like, trying to be nice to her or make her talk. They was just, you know, probably, like, throw her off to the side. Right. And you probably had, like, the energy and the spirit and the love, and she felt that. So she felt like, okay, now it's time for me to talk.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I had a greater purpose. I feel like God put me in that space. And put me there for a reason. Because even in there, like, I touched so many people.
Right.
That time while I was in there, I donated so much to the
facility. For sure. Everything, like, happens, you know, for a reason. Everything.
So.
You ain't make none of them your friends.
I did.
You did.
How many? Swear to God.
How many people?
It's two of them that call me to this day.
They out there sending two?
Mm-hmm. Now, we don't see each other and shit, but they call me. I kick it with them. I talk to them on the phone. Shit, I was talking to him when I was in the facility and they had nobody to talk to. So why am I not talking to him now? Mm. Oh, yeah. I ain't too good because I'm on the outside because something could click and I'll be right back in that bitch.
Yeah, for real. Sure.
Life crazy.
What's Tokyo Vanity's weaknesses, vices, addictions? Your phone light on too. Just letting you know so your battery don't.
Oh.
Yeah.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's your vices, weaknesses, addictions?
Vices, weaknesses, addictions. I ain't no addict.
Not addict like that. I'm not saying like that. Like, I might drink too much soda. She might drink too much Kool-Aid. Or it might be TV.
I think my vices is helping people.
Okay.
I really think that'll be my own self-destruction. Because it's like when you come from a place of struggle and pain and you get to a place that's like sunny, it's like when other people is in a place of hurt and struggle and pain.
You want to help them.
You just be like, damn, I remember when I was there. Like, fuck, I know how that feel. Like, let me just help. But when a person, but I'm where I'm at because I didn't have nobody to, like, fall back on. Like, you know what I'm saying? And when I say I didn't have nobody, and I voluntarily didn't have nobody because I didn't want to be lazy or stuck up under my mama or my daddy or shit like that. Like, I wanted to have my own life and my own everything and just figure shit out so that when my mama or my father close their eyes, they don't have to worry about me. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because when people stay with their parents and crutch off their parents forever, then it's like your parents really never could be at peace because they don't know what the fuck gonna happen to you if something happened to them. Mm-hmm. They spending their whole life slaving trying to furnish a lifestyle for you because they want you to be okay. Mm-hmm. And I ain't want that for my mama because my mama already sick. Mm. Yeah, so.
Absolutely. Finally, we got to ask you a little bit about love and hip hop.
So I have a question real quick, Scream. I don't mean to cut you off. So we know, like, with love and hip hop, like, a lot of times, you know, people fall out. They have, like, you know, the online situations or whatever where they go back and forth or beef or whatever you call it. So what is your take on involving kids and children in online beef? Like, do you think that that's an acceptable, like, draw for or, like...
You're talking about Agua and Alexis. Just say that.
I'm just speaking in general.
In general. Like, it ain't just them.
It's plenty of people. I don't give a fuck about either one of them. I'm just saying, like, how it's been done plenty of times. Should kids be off limits?
What happened with the kids first? Let me see what happened. What happened?
Give me the story. Who y'all talking about first?
I'm just speaking in general.
A lot of times people go at people's kids.
From the site.
Well, Ivan Alexis, they had a little...
Who was that?
Valerie and Alexis had some shit going on.
Who was Alexis?
Alexis Sky.
Okay. Okay.
They had some shit going on. They used to be friends.
So basically, when they got to interviewing them, asking them shit, Alexis was like, "Oh, you need to be worried about your kids."
Let's talk about something else.
You went somewhere else with it. Like, I'm just speaking in general because a lot of times that's like the punchline that people throw in there. Like,
okay, so this is my thing. All right, so of course everybody gonna say let's not talk about people's children or whatever. So of course, off back, yes, I would not talk about
your child.
Off back, yes, I would not. Let me land my plane. I wouldn't talk about your child. But like what?
But
once,
what?
Once you start like just going and going, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you talking about head. My mama, child? Like, she hurt because you talking to? She got to look on the internet and watch you say that I'm this fat ugly bitch. And so now I gotta tell you, your little girl fat and ugly, and her thighs run together, and she shaped like a Mary Hershey kid. So you see what I'm saying? Like, you shouldn't have started with me because I promise to God.
So you say no boundaries in war.
It ain't. It really ain't. It's,
but you know,
you trying to make a motherfucker shut up. Shut up.
It's no.
Shut up. Yeah. Shut up. Cause I go there. That's how the internet shit is.
Oh God, it's fucked up. But that's just
But I think that even
you just can't even engage in that shit.
That's what I say. Even in war and smoke or whatever, You don't want to get to that point where you like, you man, I should have took that shit back.
Who gonna say that?
No, I'm just saying because if y'all, and if y'all, a lot of people think about it.
If I said it, I said it, screen.
No, yeah. Listen, old rapping, beefing niggas, right? Mm-hmm. Even making records and shit. More times than none, them niggas got cool with each other at some point.
All right, we got cool, but nigga, that's how, don't get uncool, because I'm going to say this again, that type shit. That was how nigga I am.
For sure. I'm on that.
Yeah, I'm on that. So let's not even, just not even go there.
I'm not her. But I'm saying, don't be taking nothing back. Like, I said it, I meant it when I said it.
So even if y'all squash it, even if y'all
squash it. So nothing is off limits? Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
so there's so in y'all's opinion,
nothing is
on
off
that
limits?
Side over there.
For
nothing
real.
Is off limits.
I'm on this side right now.
Like, listen, okay, I'm gonna say this.
It's shit.
The type of person I am, I don't never start the shit. So if I had something to say about you, I'm not gonna. Oh, I ain't gonna leave with old bitch and baby. I'm not gonna leave with that. But once you say something about me, something about Faye, or something about my mama, it's up. Like,
yeah, for sure. Once you bring other people into it,
it's like you being in a fight. Yeah. Saying I ain't gonna kick. Oh, I ain't gonna bite.
Nah, but that's two people.
I'm gonna bite you. I'm gonna do whatever I can do to hurt
but
you.
No,
we in a fight.
Bang.
Yes.
That's two.
See,
that's two people.
Okay,
that's
like
you
look,
being in a fight
right,
and somebody else
you
jump
this.
In. Like,
guess
you bringing
what?
Other people
if
in that
your baby, okay. If your baby was old enough, she's gonna come with you to do whatever y'all wanna do to me.
Yeah. Okay,
right.
So
what?
Right, she's with you.
All right.
If your baby had an Instagram, she is gonna repost you dissing me.
Okay, so listen.
So it's fuck everything. Stand over there with you.
I agree with you. Cause listen, I'm on a weight loss journey. Everybody know my shit fluctuates. Sometimes it's going down, sometimes it's going up. Okay? So just bear with me. But I've been on one of my real good kicks. I'm like 35 down. Like, I'm feeling good. I upload my picture.
You upload your picture.
I upload my picture, and then somebody that don't even follow me came on my shit, and they say something about me, or like I was ugly or something. And I just saw, so I went and commented, and I said, you calling me ugly, but you need to be worried about that ugly ass baby. But no, listen, y'all, listen. And excuse me, I swear to God, because I ain't had no children yet. But this is my thing. Like, why would you voluntarily come
y'all
fuck with
terrible.
Me? Like, why would you?
Yeah. Like, that,
even but you don't
people.
Know how I feel today.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know how I feel today. I really could feel like, fuck, I'm at the bottom of the barrel. I feel so ugly. And then you come and tell me I'm fat and ugly. You don't even follow me. You come volunteering that. So now I got to tell you, your little girl ugly and look like a gremlin.
See, I be like, me personally though, like when it comes to the, when it, I'm all for the everything's fair and war, you know what I'm saying? Whatever, whatever. But me personally, I'm scared of the kids. Like, if it's a last resort,
somebody say
then possibly
it depends on.
But like, I talk about a nigga's
kid.
Mama or like a nigga's grandma or.
But it's all
like,
opinion. It's
shit
all
like
opinion.
That. Like before
opinion.
I go
whatever
to the kids, like
unless it's something
your
wrong
kid.
With your child or something. If it's something
but see,
like
that's the thing, like with like, and we're not talking about them, but with her daughter had a has a like has
condition.
You know a condition or whatever, and the other one called her daughter retarded, but it's not even about that. The bigger picture to the shit is that they were friends before, so it's like she knows the struggle of the child's condition, and
damn.
You know what I'm saying, whatever, whatever.
It
was just fucked up. Like,
you told Akbar, go take care of your kids. When you tell somebody to go take care of their kids, you pretty much saying they're an unfit parent. So if somebody tell me go take care of Chance, and I'm like, well, fuck you. Your kid,
did you know they was friends? So she already
it's
probably made
yeah, I think it get personal
that.
When you know each other. It's
yeah,
different.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Different than trolls. Like, you had a troll. So somebody came and decided.
That was my whole point
no,
of the
these
question.
These people
like,
real pages, so they not no troll no more.
Yeah,
to
that's
me.
Personal though. What y'all talking about? That personal. Like,
yeah,
what
some
she
personal
said,
shit.
Yeah, like yeah, that personal.
Shit.
Like, I don't know
yeah.
What you doing. In the personal
I just feel like just don't say nothing about me. And I because I
me
really
too.
Don't want.
I feel like that
because you gotta understand. Like, I'm young. I'm from the ghetto. I'm black, I'm dark skinned, and I'm fat. Like, with those components, bitch, I know how to rib. Like, yeah, what you think we were doing in school?
Yeah, yeah.
What y'all call it, Jonas?
Yeah, you had to.
Yeah, I had to fit for myself.
You had to be fine.
And I don't care what I say because I'm not saying I'm Layla Ali or nobody, but I'm really outside. Like, we can fight about it too. I don't want to fight. We gonna scratch. Like, yeah.
You ain't got the hen yet on Love Hip Hop?
Yeah.
With who?
Man,
I don't watch the shit. With who? Who she got in with?
Nah, only for Spice.
Then y'all fight at the ranch.
Yeah, I fought Spice and Ivo.
So y'all,
but they're all lovely ladies.
So y'all cool now?
Huh?
Y'all cool now, though. That's what I be trying to figure out, because that Love and Hip Hop shit, it be too much.
Me? Oh, yeah.
No, you can pull the footage up. I ain't get beat up.
I'm just asking. I ain't see it. We ain't see.
Hey, look.
We ain't see what happened.
You know, for winning is within the eye of the beholder. So, you see what I'm saying?
You fine, shot.
We can't worry about that fight. We can't worry about the present fight. You just got to worry about winning, making
keep
sure
fighting.
You win the next fight.
Keep
you
fighting.
Live to see another fight. But,
you like the Love and Hip Hop shit?
Yeah.
You like it when you feminine and shit? Like, you enjoy feminine and doing all that shit?
The Love and Hip Hop was good to me. I don't know what nobody else discrepancies is with it, but it was a great franchise. Yeah. I came, I did what I was supposed to do. I saw the assignment. I succeeded with the assignment. I was a fan favorite, and you know what I'm saying?
How real is it, though?
Like, so what people don't understand is, It's not that it's fake. It's that it's staged. So if me and you done had a problem before and I don't like you and you don't like me for whatever reason it is.
They set it up.
And we are both scheduled to film Thursday and it's just me and you there. We not stupid. We know what we're supposed to talk about. Right? So if we're trying to talk about what it is and I get so fucking mad that I bust you in your fucking head with a Ciroc bottle, that's not fake. That really happened. We really have an issue. It just was staged.
Yeah.
It was staged for you guys to have that issue.
No, it wasn't staged for us to have the issue, but we both are a part of a TV show, so we understand. It's staged for us to talk
about. For the altercation to come because you guys are in such close quarters.
Yeah.
No, but we really don't be in close quarters. This not close, bro. It's a table that's longer than this table, and you on this end, and they on that end. It's 6 security right here. And 6 right here. So, like, when
I mean, if you're in my sight, if you're in my sight and we got smoke, like, it's inevitable for that shit to go down.
No,
like,
how does it not go down? Because sometimes it's 2 people that get in a room and they talk like fucking adults. Like, that's possible.
They talk like adults and it's smoke?
I've done it before. Listen, a lot of the fights that go on, it be because people have an audience.
Yeah.
Half of the shit that go on, if them people had got into it in the room by themselves, they had their disagreement in the room by themselves, the shit would have never went past the room.
Yeah.
They would have gotten to it, hashed it out, and whatever in their quarters. They would have even probably fought about it. Some people, and it would have been that.
Far, before it done went too far.
But everything be a shit show. Like, we done had an argument on Instagram, so now everybody trying to see who the baddest, and now you want to prove who the baddest, and sometimes that shit make you end up places that you don't want to be, like dead in jail, because you trying to prove that you the baddest. So, like with Love and Hip Hop, it's most definitely staged, but it's not real. Then you have some cast members who they don't really have shit going on, so they start linking on the side and saying shit like, yeah, Jay, me and you gonna both pretend. Now, we ain't gonna tell them, but when the network called me, I'm gonna tell them that your boyfriend tried to talk to me, and then motherfucker really go with it, and they really can't handle it because they don't even have the brain capacity for that. So then they go try to play that shit out on TV, and then when producers start calling y'all separate, motherfuckers start tripping. And now they really do have a problem because they wasn't even built for what they created.
I see what you're saying.
Oh, that deep right there. You say they might come with a play like they finna goddamn get both
and
of them
and it go bad. And it go bad
because they choose one out of the two.
Yeah, it's like when a hoe agreed to a threesome to make a nigga happy and then y'all get in the threesome and now she not with it no more. She mad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. You weren't built for it. And you know that. Like, you put this shit together and you thought you was going on the network. And then they back with your ass. And now it's just a bunch of bullshit. Mm-hmm. Now y'all really telling each other business and giving the network exactly what they need for viewers.
Yeah, for free.
Yeah. For, no, not for free. For a very small fee.
For the little amount. But that
y'all done sacrificed y'all friendship, though.
No, most definitely. Yeah. You know what I mean? And like me, they couldn't do that with me on TV. I have such a strong personality. I am who I am. Mm-hmm. Like in life, I wasn't the person who got peer pressure. People did things because they wanted to be cool with me.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Been popping your shit.
For sure.
Tokyo Vanity, we appreciate you rocking with us on Big Facts.
What
you got coming up? What can we look forward to this summer?
Music. Yeah, this was my first year that I took this year off from everything. I ain't do nothing but my music this year. I focused on consistently dropping music, getting the music in rotation, consistently shooting videos, putting the videos out.
Being an artist.
You got something out now?
Yeah, I dropped a song called SBA, I dropped a song called Fuck Nigga Free, and I dropped SODD, Sit On That Dick with Tokyo Jess. I'm featuring on there. We dropped videos for all three of those.
And they're on all the platforms?
They on every platform, and they in rotation on, SBA was in rotation on Revolt TV and MTV Jams and all the rest of them. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
That's what it is.
Oh, and I got a song coming out. It's called Collect Call. I'm dropping very soon. Video already shot. Everything's ready.
Okay.
And yeah, it's about to be lit. We about to have a real hot summer.
Okay.
Sure.
That's what it is. Big shout out Tokyo Vanity.
Nah, I appreciate y'all for
having me. Big Facts. You know what it is. Check us out online, www.bigfactspod.com.
Salute.
Right.
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bank and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah. With the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat merch
is going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. And I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.